Buckle up for a new episode of the Be She Podcast, the show where we have real and raw conversations to inspire and empower you to be seen and heard so you can create balance and everything you want in your life and business. I'm your host, Heidi Schock, and I'm excited to walk alongside of you on this journey of being seen, heard, and empowered. Welcome to the Be She Podcast. Be seen, be heard, be empowered. And do I have an empowering powerhouse for you today? I'm so excited to be joined by Sabrina Drew. And before I introduce her, I've got to say hi because she's stunningly beautiful. She knows her stuff and she's a powerhouse herself. And I'm so honored to be joined by her today. So hi, Sabrina. Thank you so much for taking time and being with me.
Hi, Heidi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So before we dive in, Sabrina, I'm just going to introduce you to everyone because there's so much goodness to share about you. So Sabrina Drew is the visionary force behind Sabrina Drew Coaching. She's a certified life and NLP master practitioner, high performance mindset maestro, and business strategist extraordinaire. Forget the ordinary. Sabrina is all about delivering tailor-made mindset coaching, mentoring, and business strategies that spark rapid, long-lasting transformations. She empowers high-powered women with young children to navigate the realms of success without burnout, placing self-care and personal priorities at the forefront, unleashing the power within successful and daring corporate women, silencing that internal chatter, and rewiring the beliefs for empowerment. The result? A life designed on their terms, where they call the shots and own their success without a hint of burnout. Sabrina, I love all of that because I'm a single mom and I run a business. And I actually had burnout at the beginning of my journey when I was starting my business. So I love that you help women avoid this because it can really take you down. It took me down for a while. And it's definitely a process of coming out of that. And I stepped away from my business because of it. And then, you know, but the why that drove me, my passion for what I do was more pushed me to come out of it, but that's not the case. So if we can avoid that, we're going to be able to move forward faster. So my first question for you is, many entrepreneurs I speak with, they started this journey because, or their business, because of something they went through themselves. Is this the case for you of that you've been on this journey yourself, or was this something that you just had a passion of helping people navigate?
Thank you for this question. It's a really interesting one. I started this journey because I was passionate about helping other women, motivating other women. Mm-hmm. And it happens that I started coaching professionally when I just had a baby and I had a 5-year-old at the time, 5-6 years old, and it was very overwhelming. And I quickly understand that it doesn't have to be that way. I refuse, I've consciously refused to keep doing it that way because as you are a mom as well, you want to enjoy your children. You want to be successful and be passionate. When you are working, you just want to feel good. And I've just based it on my learning experience. And I thought, I'm not the only one because I was talking to so many other women who was telling me they're thinking about quitting because it's too much. They want to be present for their child. And I was like, I've got the solution for you. Just hold on.
I love that. So how do you help people? Before we go into that question, what was your biggest challenge inside of your business?
Oh, my biggest challenge, I think I would definitely say that it was to be seen online. Mm. I've tried to stay away from social media as long as I could. So before becoming a coach, I spent 18 years in the corporate world and it was face-to-face. It was pre-COVID and I was fine with it. Like I get to know people, I get to see people, I need that time to trust people. On the online, you have to see, to show yourself, you have to build this rapport and you have to share a little bit about yourself as well. And I was very uncomfortable with that. Mm. That was my biggest challenge.
So, and I love that you shared that because I had the same fear. It actually held me back in my business because I was so scared of being seen and heard and showing up visibly online. So what were the steps that you took to overcome that? Because I'm sure that other women that are listening to you right now on this episode are going through similar fear. So how did you overcome it?
Okay, the first one, it's going to be a very funny one. So I'm French, so I live in the UK, but most of my family is in France. And every time we had a FaceTime call, I would never show my face. So I started showing my face when I'm on a video call. It was always the children, but never me. So that was my first step. The second step I took to take it a little bit further was to make online connections with women I felt a connection with. Have like the coffee chat that we used to have, like that was very popular during COVID, and putting my camera on and trying to get comfortable with it. And I felt like after four coffee chat, I was getting more comfortable. So it was really these little steps.
That is so interesting. I've never heard the step of doing a FaceTime call, like showing up on FaceTime. That's such a good suggestion. Like, that's amazing. Like, it sounds so simple, but it's really not, right? And you're doing it with people that love you and that you trust. And that's a great baby step. I'm always about when you're in your comfort zone, in order to get to the next level, you have to get out of your comfort zone, obviously. And if we want to grow, and I'm always like, dip the toe out of the water. Like, can you dip your toe out of that box? And you did it with the FaceTime call. I'm gonna think about that all day. I've never heard that step. I've told people to open up a private Facebook group and go live in there and practice in there, but I've never heard the FaceTime call. So that's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah.
And so, I've got another one. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I've got another one, like for moms who have this fear of being seen. As a mom, you want to be a role model. So what I did, I involved my eldest, like she was again like six years old or something like that. And she held a camera and I got to introduce myself, but it was just for me and her. And when I felt comfortable, I posted in a group that I was in, and it felt scary. Mm-hmm. But knowing that I did it with my daughter, and I showed her that it's okay, even if you've got a little fear about something, it's okay to push yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
I was proud of that. So it was like sharing something that made me feel good. So it transformed the experience for me.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Because I think that we need to get our kids involved more. And I think it's beautiful that you did that. Because like you said, six is young. That's when they're really shaping their beliefs and everything. And you showed her, mommy's scared and it's okay to be scared. And in order for us to get to where we want to go, we get to move through the fear and we get to ask for support in moving through that fear. So she got to not only watch you actually go through the fear and do the work, but she also got to see you ask for her for support, and she got to support you, which is so beautiful. Like there's so many lessons there. You're an amazing mom, Sabrina.
Yeah.
So can you help women avoid burnout? So what are some steps if somebody's listening and they're feeling like they're on that track of burnout, they're feeling overwhelmed, burnout, they're exhausted. What are some steps that they can take, or maybe number one, like one simple step, whatever you feel is best to share that they can take to reverse that?
Okay. So the first thing I would say is pause. If you're feeling the burnout, if you're feeling the exhaustion, if you can't sleep, if you feel like something is not right, it's okay to hit the button and pause. That's the first thing I would say. Then the other thing would be to just reassess everything that you're doing. And you are going to see, like, put it in writing, put everything that you're doing, and you are going to see black and white that what you're doing is just too much. The two things, it's just this realization. When you put something on paper, it just hits you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not okay. Like, there is too much. Like, I'm just one person.
Yeah.
We love to think that we are superwoman, but we are not. We are just human.
Mm-hmm.
This realization, and it's just from this realization, understand that it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah.
It's like a process, I would say, in different stages, but that would be the three main one, like to start the process. It goes deeper, but it's already a start.
Yeah, that's I like that you said ask for help, because we can, as women, we feel like, you know, we don't want to let anybody see us, you know, not having it all together. We always want to have it. That's part of what left me to burn out too. Led me to burnout is like always trying to show up like I had it all together, and we're running on that hamster wheel, right? And who are we really doing this for? At the end of the day, nobody really cares. Like we think that everybody cares about what we're doing. Nobody does, because they've got their own life. They're trying to keep it all together too on the other side of it, right? But they're showing up like everything's perfect. So we're all kind of creating this craziness together as women, right? So it's
Definitely.
Nice to know that when somebody shows up vulnerably, that, you know what, it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to know that, you know, we don't have it all together. Yeah,
definitely.
Beautiful.
It's really important that as women, entrepreneur and mom of young children or different ages, it's important to voice it, because like you've just said, a lot of women wants to make it as if they have it together, or they are ashamed or ask for help. And there is nothing to ask for. There is nothing to be ashamed for. In the contrary, if you ask for help, I think it's a sign of strength that you want to be better. So
Yeah. And you brought up your daughter earlier of like you pushed through fear and you asked her for help, right? And she got to help you with that. Like, I think it's really important as moms, as businesswomen, as entrepreneurs, and especially moms, that we are emulating that for our daughters too, that we don't have to show up as always having it together. Like, I'm not a big crier. I try to keep going and hold everything together. And I've talked to my daughter recently a lot about emotions, because she sees me going. And I've talked to her, I sat her down the other day and I was like, listen, I know this is our life. You know, you're with me. She has an amazing father. So they spend a lot of time with him, and he's wonderful. But when they're with me, I'm always going, I'm always working, I'm always doing. So I wanted to sit her down and go, listen, this is not always okay. Right? We do get to take breaks. We do get to practice self-care, which is another thing that you support your clients on. And I'm like, and we do get to be emotional. And I say, because I can see her not getting emotional. And I think that's, and I want to make sure that I break that cycle. So I think it's wonderful that you're doing the same with your clients, because we can ask for help. And by asking for help and showing up vulnerably, we're teaching our children, both daughters and sons, because I have a son as well. And it's important for him to know that as a man, quote unquote, the provider, the doer, mm-hmm. right? That he can also ask for help, and he can have his moments, and he can get emotional as well. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. Or talked into that. So how do you, what would you suggest for entrepreneurs? Because you talked about self-care, you know, mm-hmm. you help women with creating self-care. And I know for me personally, I love everything you do, because this is all the challenges that I've had. So this is perfection for me. I'm learning so much. What are, I know self-care was a challenge for me, especially, you know, building my business and having a home and working two jobs at the same time when I was doing that. And even today, 6 years later, I still need to prioritize my self-care. Otherwise it falls to the wayside. So how do you teach women to help women prioritize that? And do you have specific self-care practices that you suggest for women in your program?
So yes, I've got a lot depending on what they like to do. And one thing that I suggest is to really block the day. Block a day or half an hour, not half an hour, half a day, but it's really up to them, when they are going to just focus on themselves, their self-care. And it's all about, it can be like going for a walk, it could be reading, it could be having like a couple of hours at a spa, it could be being in a cafe, having a drink, like a hot drink with a friend on her own. It's these little things that makes you feel good, but it's really important, because I feel like, again, we tend to push ourselves because we think that we have to, we want us to be the provider, like you said, the feminine provider. It feels like sometimes we are competing with ourselves, and it's like, we are like, hey, Sabrina, Heidi, you can do this, you can do this. But we don't realize that our body can't take it. Our mind needs to rest. And we have to self-impose it. And the way to do that is just to be really clear on your own boundaries and say, okay, on Sundays from 1 to 4, it's my time. It's Heidi's time. I'm not available for you. It's mommy's time. And you just take care of yourself. You do what feels right for you. But you have this time which is blocked, and you tell it to people who are around you. So they know that you're not being selfish, you're not being mean, you're not avoiding them, you're just taking care of yourself so you can be a better mom, you can be a better entrepreneur, you can be better the rest of the week as well.
Yeah, so invite them into that, into your self-care practice. Let them know. It's really important because then we're being selfless in that way, because we can feel selfish when we want to take care of ourselves. But by letting them know that this is the time we need, it's good. I come home sometimes from picking up my kids and I'll be like, guys, I need 20 minutes. Mommy's going to lay down for 20 minutes and then we'll get the evening started, right? Just because I get to decompress from work. Because I go immediately from work to pickup, and pickup is an hour and a half for me between two schools. And then I come home and it's just like immediately into kids. And I'm like, nope, I need to have my 20 minutes. Let me go lay down and like put the mommy hat on. So I think that's great. You mentioned something earlier about writing down, like putting on paper, when we talked about, you know, how you help women avoid burnout, and you said, write it down. And I love that, because it puts everything into black and white. Because if we're just going all the time without actually seeing what we're doing, we may think that we should be able to handle it all. Like, right? Like, what's wrong with me? Because I don't have it all together and I can't handle it all. But then when we put it down in black and white, we can actually see, like, wow, I shouldn't have it all together, right? I am superwoman because I'm trying to do all this and I get to cut this down. What's priority? And now that you just spoke about self-care, and I think that's a great thing too, is like writing down what self-care looks like for you, right? And figuring out, because self-care looks different for everybody. Like, I love what you mentioned about taking a walk. That for me, because I don't do it. I work all the time. Like, I'm constantly sitting here, and then I go get the kids and we start that. So by able me putting, prioritizing 20 minutes of taking a walk, I'm like, that makes me feel really good. And it makes me feel like I'm giving myself love, and then I can give everybody else love too. So I really like that black and white kind of, like, you can look at it, put it on paper. For me, that's really helpful. Cause then I'm like, and then writing down different options for self-care. And I'm like, oh, I can do that one today. Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what do you see in your, as far as your program goes? Like, I know you help with self-care, and when somebody first works with you, what would be the first steps that they can expect when they get to work with you?
So first thing would be an assessment of what their life looks like right now. Like, before I understand about what they want, but I want them to understand what it is that their life looks like right now. And again, for me, it's putting everything on paper. So we talk about their social life, what they do in their relationship, what they do in their job, everything, so they can understand where their time is going. And most of the time, they are going to see that their time is going towards things they don't need to, that doesn't bring them joy, that doesn't produce any value to their life. So it's a very awakening moment for them. Like, once someone has this awareness that this is not working for me, it's going to start the process of, what can I do to change it? Let's get to work.
Amazing. So how can we work with you, Sabrina? For those who want to learn more about you, where can we find you, and how can we find out how to work with you?
The best way is to connect with me on Instagram at Sabrina Drew and send me a message, and I will get back to you.
Perfect. And we're going to have all of her information inside the show notes. So we'll definitely, so are you Sabrina Drew on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. And her last name is Drou. So
yeah,
that's how you can find her. But we'll also have Sabrina's contact information inside the show notes as well. And I know you have a free gift for our audience. Can you share that?
So it's a guide of 11 powerful affirmations. So I'm also a manifestation queen, and I've used some of these affirmations to manifest what I've got in my life. So that's what I'm sharing with your audience today.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so generous. So thank you. make sure you grab the guide. We're going to put that in here too. And in the show notes. So make sure you grab Sabrina's free gift because it's extremely generous of her. And also it's going to hugely benefit you. So make sure you go grab that. And before we wrap up, Sabrina, I want to say thank you so much for being with me here today. Is there something, I love asking this question because it lets us get a little background into more background into you versus just your entrepreneurial expertise. But is there something that we wouldn't know about you by finding you on social media? Something like a fun fact or something different that we wouldn't know?
Okay. So I don't think how funny it's going to be, but telling the story, I can laugh about it right now. Yeah. So a few years ago, I went to an island called Mauritius. And I've told people that I wanted to ride on a horse on the beach. So everything was organized for me. So I arrived, I get on the horse, very happy, but it was extremely hot. Mm. And what I didn't know is that when a horse gets really hot, it tends to want to roll around in the sand. Oh. But I was on the horse. Ah. It was still lowering. And I got very scared and got the time to jump out of the horse, jumped off him, and he just rolled around because it was so hot. What I should have done was to kick him. But obviously, I didn't know that.
Right.
So I can laugh about it, but it took me years to be able to get back on a horse, like literally.
Oh, that's definitely a fun fact and an interesting story. So thank you for sharing. I've been around horses and I wouldn't have remembered that either. If they would have just lowered, I would have been freaking out just like you, like yeah. What the heck? But I'm sure it was, were you with other people? You were with other people.
So, I was with two other people at the time, but on the beach, so there were a lot of tourists. People back at home who saw me.
Okay. Well, and now for any of you, now all of us listening and with Sabrina here, if we ever go horseback riding on a beach, there's a potential that they could always want to roll in the sand. So very cute. Thank you for sharing. So much fun. Thank you, Sabrina, so much for being with me here today. I'm really appreciative of your time. Thank you for all of your tips and expertise. I've learned a lot. And hopefully I can have you will come back and we can do this again, because I know there's so much more information that we can get from you and learn from you with. So thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today on the Be She podcast. Go be seen, be heard, and empowered. We'll see you soon. Thank you for joining us this week on Be She. If you've enjoyed what you're hearing, you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss a thing. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating and review. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. And in the meantime, go shine your light and be seen, be heard, and be empowered.